It's Monday morning, 8:30 in the morning, December 20th, and I'm live. I wanted to surprise you. I need to be in the hospital at 9:30, and on the way to the hospital, I decided I'd stop by and pray for the voices of faith and that God would honor their faithfulness. And then I decided I'll just interrupt everything and go live on Monday morning and surprise everybody. We're 24 hours a day on the network. You ought to have your KU band on all the time, or your satellite dish, or your shortwave, or your internet. And I want to find out if people are actually watching at this hour. We don't have many voices of faith here, but we have enough to take your calls. So I want every single person that's watching at this hour and appreciates the 24-hour programming to prove it to me. We're live. It's Monday morning, December 20th, 8:30 in the morning. I'm on the way to the hospital, but I stopped to say hello to you and to see if you're listening and see if I could get you to call on the telephone, express your appreciation, and promise to pray for me today. Do it now. Get on the telephone. So happy that we couldn't answer all the calls. That makes me real happy. I surprised myself. I woke up at 5. I so dread going to the hospital. So tired of doctors and hospitals, but it sure gives me an empathy for those members of my congregation. And there is an epidemic of cancer, it seems, across the nation, and members of this congregation around the nation, Canada, and the world. Now, what I need is you back on the camera here. Yeah. I need you back on the camera. I took the cameraman off to answer the phone. This is just old home morning. So I suggested my wife would come by so I could pray with the voices of faith that were here, that God would honor their commitments and faith and take care of their problems. But I announced last night on my festival that this cancer's going to lose the battle. God is healing me, and I'm doing all that I can do and leaving the rest to Him. But by the same token, I'm exercising faith. I want to turn this valley into a place of springs. Now, thousands of you who listen have cancer. I'm so tired of the phrase cancer survivors. I ain't going to be no cancer survivor. I'm so tired of the phrase cancer victims. I ain't no cancer victim. If anybody's the victim, it's the cancer in this case. When God and I are done with it, those evil little twisted half-formed cells. I told you how happy I am about radiation. It doesn't just kill them. It neuters them first. You know, it takes the DNA out of cancer cells that enables them to reproduce. And that's all they do is they eat, gobble up, cannibalize, and produce. So when the radiation hits them, these little vicious, evil demons incarnate, they wake up in the morning and look at each other and say, let's get on with it. Let's do what we normally do. Let's reproduce. And they try, and they're neutered. Fate worse than death. Doesn't just kill them. Neuters them. Can you see their little impotent effort to try to reproduce themselves? And then they curl up and die, and the blood washes them away. That gives me such joy every time that clickety-clack thing goes over me and 160 degrees, and the map and the computer has all the different sections of my innards that are infected with cancer, different colors. And the red is where the cancer is the worst, and 7,500, whatever the units are, blasts into that. And then these computers that they didn't have years ago hit the edge of the blue, and then it changes the amount, and that's what the clickety-clack, clickety-clack-clack become. Now I'm sitting there saying, go get them, Jesus, and Holy Spirit, guide these beams. I want a society to come to my church, and I'm saying I want every cancer patient in the city to come to the cathedral. We'll go through this together. I'll show you, with God's help, how to use God's word to go through this valley and come out victor. I want a society of cancer victors, not victims, not survivors, victors. So wherever you are, if you've got cancer, you can get on this beam here with us and commit yourself to listening every Sunday. And I'll go through this cancer with you. There's pastors all over town. They don't know what in the world it's like to go through it. They haven't yet had, it's not family time, so I can say they haven't had to endure what I call a pecker peeker. One of my doctors is a pecker peeker. He runs a steel thing up my penis and peers in it to see the flesh that's up there that won't heal because he did a Roto-Rooter to the thing. I thought, you know, God delivered me from pecker peekers. But I know some of these evangelists, TV evangelists I see strutting around, I could wish they had a pecker peeker to bring them down to size. It's wonderful to be here on my time. I can say whatever I want with them on my time. Channel 56, I've got to be cautious and gentle with my phraseology. All you cancer victors out there, get on the beam with us. At least you got a pastor that knows what it's like to take chemo, knows what it is to face the terror of the unknown, knows what it is to take radiation, knows what it is to feel the pain, knows what it is to have the struggle, knows what it is to have the fight of faith with the specific focus of what you're going through, knows what it is to run into these doctors who think they're gods. I've said, you know, if you tell this joke to a doctor and they don't laugh, you got the wrong doctor. The difference between doctors and God is God never thinks he's a doctor. You know, you go through this procedure of all the farm dog, the lackeys underneath them that just see as a piece of meat. At least I know what it's like, folks. And I have at my side the King of Kings while I go through that humiliation. I feel for you. Come on home. We'll whip it together. Now get on the phone. I want cancer victors, whatever the stage. Sunday morning, I will be preaching messages of faith as we continue in Romans, as I fight through the battle like you're going through, and we together can turn our valley into a place of springs. I give you a promise right now from Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Once again, wherever you turn, you find this dual connection. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Knox's translation has it. How he pardons all thy sins, heals all thy mortal ills. Another translation, who forgives all my guilt, who heals all my sicknesses. The Jerusalem Bible, forgiving all your offenses, curing all your diseases. Well, that's pretty consistent, isn't it? Don't ever stop believing God and his promise. Just give his spirit time to work. And marshal, I've taught for years from Psalm 37. You roll all your care on him. Then rest and wait patiently. Give God a chance. The buildup of health weaknesses in our body, in large part our own doing, just like our sins. The minute you connect with God in faith, his Spirit makes you born again. And that same Spirit that gives you the displacement of sin and the strength to grow the fruit of the Spirit can attack the sicknesses in your body and strengthen the immune system by the power of the Spirit to more than add a dimension of healing to whatever you're doing with medicine and doctors, which I'm not against. They just are limited. They love to say we can't cure you. Well, okay, I agree with that. So slow it down enough for God to cure. That's what God's specializing in, the impossible. Now, it's 12 minutes to 9. I've got to be at the hospital in 30 minutes, by 9:30. So we'll be closing this half hour in 13 minutes. But I decided to surprise everybody on the way to the hospital. This is Monday, the 20th of December, 13 minutes to 9 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast. And I want to know if anybody's listening. I got one extra voice of faith in here now. And we missed a lot of calls. Will you just keep calling until one of these voices of faith, five of them in here, can find the phone that's ringing. Get on the telephone. Now there's about 9 minutes left. We surprise you with live time. And you are responding. There's more calls coming than I have voices of faith to handle it. And that's wonderful. Just keep calling until you do get through. I'm going to read this verse again. Not just for you, but for me. As I go to the hospital today. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Praise the Lord. Would be a better way to say it. Give praise unto the Lord. Adoration on bended knee, extended hands. Bless His holy name. Why? Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? As I taught last night, His name is Pila. His name is Impossibilities. What man cannot do, he can do. That's not to become a crutch that keeps us from being responsible and do what we can do. Don't ask God to instantly cure your gluttony. Ask His help as you change your eating habits that have accumulated over the years, and His Holy Spirit will strengthen you even in matters like that, because gluttony is a sin. It takes a while for God's Spirit to work in us and produce the fruit of the Spirit, and it's as though a new vista opened in my understanding of Isaiah 53. It takes a while. The minute that we connect with the Amen, God views us in Christ as healed. Sins lifted. But His Spirit goes to work to accomplish that. And will, if we never lose the faith, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. That's if just a fingernail grip, that's the grip you have to maintain. The good fight of faith. Now, the voice of faith will move around, find the phones. If you haven't had an answer yet, dial some more. I'm here primarily stopping by en route to the hospital on a Monday morning between 8:30 and 9. I want to know if we have listeners at this hour. You're proving we do. And having called and not gotten an answer because I don't have enough voices of faith, just keep calling until you get an answer. And those that are committed to be voices of faith, this is proof. Why not me? I had a new voice of faith say he was in for 2 hours and he couldn't believe only 2 calls came in. People are not used to having their calls answered at these hours because of so few voices of faith. Get in here as voices of faith until the people know that they'll get an answer quickly. The calls will come in more regularly because obviously I'm proving the people are listening. Now keep calling. Get on the phone.